This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome to With the First Pick, the CBS Sports NFL Draft Podcast here on CBS Sports Network. I'm Ryan Wilson. I'm about to be joined by Rick Spielman, who has more than 30 years of NFL experience, including a decade as the Vikings general manager, and that's two-time Super Bowl champ Brian McFadden. And for us, March Madness means something a little different. It's a sign that the NFL draft is just around the corner. And Rick, you can barely see it in the background here, but how many days until the 2024 NFL draft?
Well, B-Mac, thank you for joining us on the With the First Pick draft, mock draft we're going to do today. My role in this segment is I get to tell you how many days are left into the 2024 NFL draft. So there are 38 days left until the 2024 NFL draft. Wrong. 36 days. There you go. And I got to ask you, B-Mac, anyone famous that wore that jersey number that you can recall in the NFL?
Jerome Bettis.
That's the easiest we had. Yeah.
That was an easy one.
The name that came to my mind. You talk about number 36, the bust. JB, Jerome.
I'll tell you a quick story. My brother, Chris, who played with the Detroit Lions, four-time Pro Bowler, pretty solid career in the NFL, went up and tried to arm tackle Jerome Bettis coming through the A-gap and completely tore his pec off the bone when he tried to hit Jerome Bettis with an arm tackle. So that was my brother's claim to fame, is that, hey, my pec got ripped off my body because I tried to tackle the bus.
B-Mac, here's the thing. Chris is so tough, he didn't come out of that game. And B-Mac was a rookie, by the way, Rick, when Jerome won the Super Bowl in Detroit. The draft's going to be in Detroit. Yeah. And by the way, because we know some football fans are just now focusing their attention on the draft, we thought it made sense, as Rick noted, to do a live mock draft on today's show. We'll go through all 32 first-round picks. I'll pick first, then B-Mac, and then Rick. We'll repeat that order for the entire round. And yes, there might be some trades. All right, boys, let's get to it. First up, Chicago Bears are on the clock. For the second straight year, they have the first overall pick. Unlike last year, they're not trading down with the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft. The Chicago Bears are taking Caleb Williams. And as it turns out, guys, today is USC's pro day. Caleb Williams is there. I saw Keenan Allen there, who they just acquired from the Chargers. He was wearing Bears gear. He's going to be Caleb's new wide receiver in Chicago. And B-Mac, I'll let you go first here. Is there anything not to love about Caleb Williams now that Justin Fields is in Pittsburgh?
Nah. The number one consensus, top quarterback in this year's draft, a difference maker. Every step that he has been able to make while playing college football has been an improvement. If you go back and look at his early days at Oklahoma, when he jumped into the lineup replacing Spencer Rattler, he showcased the ability to take over ball games. Then when he transferred to USC, you know, playing the Pac-12, being a part of a team, Rick and Ryan, that didn't play any defense. So he had so much pressure on him every ball game because it was safe to say he needed to score at least 40 points to be competitive against whoever it was they were playing against. And he was able to do that the majority of the time. So when you talk about his off-schedule plays, the arm strength, the accuracy, the confidence, the athletic ability, and just being a gamer, no question, he's the best quarterback in the draft.
Rick, give me a comp for Caleb Williams, and then you can tell the fine folks at home how many quarterbacks you have ahead of Caleb Williams going back to our guy Andrew Luck in 2011.
Well, BMAC, they also didn't pass protect either. So not only did they not play defense, they didn't pass protect for this kid. And the biggest knock that everybody's saying right now is that he holds the ball too long because he's always looking for the shots downfield. I think once he gets into the NFL, gets into a system, understand that you don't have to win the game every play, that you can take a check down, that you can get through your progressions, let the playmakers get the ball in their hands and let them go do what they get paid to do as well. Something he didn't have at USC. But yes, I think he's a generational type quarterback. Comparisons, pro comps, everybody's saying Patrick Mahomes, but I thought he was the best prospect I've seen coming out in the draft since Andrew Luck.
You have a different comp, B-Mac, than Pat Mahomes?
I think that's the most comparable comp because of the off-schedule, you know, plays that he makes. The ability to improvise is something that we see from Pat Mahomes, and that also makes Pat Mahomes so deadly because he can make things happen when there's nothing there. You know, Caleb has the same skill set, the same mindset, and if he can just play just to half of a level of Pat Mahomes, I think Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears organization would be smiling from ear to ear, you know, from years to come.
So the Bears also have the number 9 pick. Rick, I'll ask you quickly before BMAC goes on the clock here. Any chance someone not named Caleb Williams goes first overall?
Absolutely not. And if they do, it'll be some interesting conversations on with the first pick podcast after the draft.
That's right. Thank you for that promo, that in-show promo. All right, BMAC, you're up. You're the Washington Commanders at number 2. Let me know what you're doing as a GM.
No question. Of course, everybody knows about our struggles with the Commanders and trying to find a franchise quarterback. When you look at our team, we will only go as far as our quarterback, and we have to start that building block today. So with the second overall selection in this year's NFL 2024 draft, the Washington Commanders, we select Jaden Daniels from LSU. Go Tigers!
Rick, what do you think?
I'm speechless right now because I have the next pick. But there's no question about his athleticism. If you watched him against Florida this year, I think he threw for over 300, ran for over 200. It was just a dominant performance. This may be the biggest jumper from last year to this year as far as draft position out of any player in this year's draft, similar to the same jump that Joe Burrow took when he went through the LSU program. Much improved as a passer, but really what makes him deadly is his ability to make plays with his legs. And my pro comp to him, when I watched him, especially after that Florida game, was Lamar Jackson. But I think he's a more polished thrower than Lamar was when he came out of Louisville.
Yeah, a little lighter frame. He may need to add some weight. I get all that. But I love the pick, and I think this gives the dynamism that Washington needs. Cliff Kingsbury's a new OC there. They have a new coach, new general manager, new owner. All right, Rick, you're up. You
Real
seem
quick,
happy
I had
about
a
the
quick.
Fact that the Patriots – Oh, yeah, go ahead, BMAC.
Yeah, Rick said he was speechless. Why was Rick speechless when I made the Jaden Daniels pick? I want to hear.
Oh, I just think this next guy that we're going to talk about may be a little bit more ready. I think that Jaden Daniels, if he can sit for a year and learn like Patrick Mahomes did, that would benefit him. But I also know they got a placeholder right now in Marcus Mariota, which I don't think is going to be a placeholder very long. So I'm just saying with Cliff Kingsbury's offense, and I understand that he's had all these running type quarterbacks. So I love the kid. I think he, you know, I can't wait till next week. Me and Ryan are going to cover their pro day at LSU next Wednesday. Hopefully he will not avoid the scale, step on the scale, just so we can get a weight on him. I heard from sources, reliable sources, that he was 210 pounds down there this fall. People went through. But if you're that, just step on a scale and get over with. Don't have to avoid it at the combine. Why are you trying to hide something? So when people hide something from me as a former general manager, that was very irritating. So hopefully he'll get on a scale and I'll feel a lot better next week after the LSU pro day.
All right, Rick, cool your jets. I don't want you to blow your stack just yet. I want you to be able to get through this show first, and then you can blow a gasket afterwards. All right, you're the Patriots. You're Elliott Wolf, the new GM there. They got a new coach in Jerod Mayo. They have a ton of needs. You seem happy that your guy's still there, I'm assuming. Who are you taking?
Yes, with the third overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New England Patriots are taking Drake May, quarterback from North Carolina. This is a no-brainer. Like we said last year with the Houston Texans, they cannot come out of this draft without a quarterback. Well, they hit a home run with C.J. Stroud. Drake May, I had an opportunity to watch him play live 2 years ago down against the Miami Hurricanes. This kid is big. He is athletic. He can make all the necessary throws. He has tremendous arm talent. I think he's a great leader. Just getting to know the kid at the combine when we had him on stage and we were able to interview him. This year, he probably did too much, forced too many throws into coverage, which resulted in interceptions. But I think this kid is a perfect fit for Alex Van Pelt's offense. They still got to get some weapons around him, which I think they'll do. They've been very active in free agency, but they also signed Jacoby Brissett, which, again, is one of those placeholders, bridge, whatever you want to describe them type quarterbacks. But I think Drake May would be an excellent fit in New England, and they can't come out of this draft with a top three pick and not get one of these top three quarterbacks.
All right, B-Mac, I'm back on the clock, and I want to get your thoughts on this because Arizona's making the pick. And wait, what's that? I'm getting a call. This is how Rick used to take the calls in the draft.
No, hold on a second. You don't put the damn thing in your ear. You act like you're on a phone or you have people around you. Hey, Mr. Spielman, we have a trade proposal. Here's what it is.
The Arizona Cardinals are getting a call. What? The Minnesota Vikings wants to move up? So they had picks 11 and 23, BMAC. They're coming all the way up to four. They're probably going to have to get a 2025 first rounder, and they are taking J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. Kirk Cousins is gone. Give me your reaction, BMAC, to four quarterbacks off the board, the first four picks.
Wow, that's my reaction. We felt like clearly three would be the ideal number in the first, 10 picks, to say the least. But hearing this trade, of course, it's a big necessity, a need for the Vikings. But trading up, you know, from 11th to 4 to go get J.J. McCarthy, I like J.J. McCarthy, guys. I really do. But I think this is a spot for J.J. where he's kind of being overdrafted. And the reason why I'm saying that is because when you look at the quarterbacks that we believe are first-round type guys, especially, you know, compared to the top three guys that we just witnessed drafted, J.J. McCarthy is a bargain shopper. He doesn't shop a lot. These other three guys that we just highlighted, they shopped all the time because they needed to shop a lot. So we don't know exactly what it will look like when J.J. has to go out and be extremely aggressive as a passer. When you talk about shopping a lot, those guys threw a lot of passes. They needed to throw a lot. You know, J.J. was a bargain type shopper. He didn't do a lot of throwing, but when he did throw, he was pretty efficient in what he did. But in the National Football League, going to a team like the Minnesota Vikings, it might be moments where he's going to have to lean on his arm presence. He's going to have to lean on his ability to be an aggressive, volume-like quarterback. I don't know if he can do that because we didn't see him do that while playing at Michigan because of the balance they had, running the football and the great defensive units he was a part of. So I think he's a bit overdrafted here at this spot, but clearly it's a big need for the Minnesota Vikings.
B-Mac, because Rick yelled at me, by the way, answer the phone. We got to take a quick break here. So he can't weigh in, which I love. We'll have to get it on the other side.
I got to weigh in.
Oh, gosh. All right, you got 10 seconds. What's your opinion, Rick? We got to get through the rest of the draft.
Three first-round picks for the fourth quarterback on the board. That's all I'm saying.
All right, that's a fair point. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and Kirk Cousins is now in Atlanta. So four quarterbacks off the board with the first four picks. Rick is angry. That's never happened before in NFL history. But after the break, is there another quarterback that goes off the board in the first round? We'll find out right after this. Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands. Welcome back to With the First Pick on CBS Sports Network. We're doing a live mock draft. We're four picks in, all four picks quarterbacks. B-Mac, you are the Los Angeles Chargers at pick 5. You don't need a quarterback. What are you doing?
This is a great position for the Chargers to be in under this new regime there out in L.A. With the 5th overall selection in the first round of this year's 2024 NFL draft, the Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, select Marvin Harrison Jr. from the Ohio State Buckeyes.
My man didn't work out at his pro day. No one but Rick cares about that as Rick smiles and tries to grit his teeth through this one. You saw him work out last year, the pro day, Rick. That's great. I love the pick. It's a no-brainer, as Mr. Spielman would like to say. Next up, Rick, you are the New York Giants. So Marvin Harrison Jr. is gone. Might you still be interested in a wide receiver?
Yeah, with the New York Giants pick, I am going to select Malik Nabers, LSU receiver. I've taken care of my offensive line and free agency. I stole, in my opinion, Brian Burns from the Carolina Panthers in a trade. I need playmakers on offense. If I'm going to go ahead with Daniel Jones as my quarterback, I need to get weapons around him. This kid is the most explosive player with the ball in his hands after the catch, probably the fastest receiver up in this area. So he's going to bring an instant impact and big play ability to the New York Giants offense.
There's even some conversation he might end up being wide receiver 1. That seems a little rich for me, but people are talking about it.
Well, that's why I'm going to tell you real quick, and I know we got to hurry here. But Marvin Harrison Jr. is the number 1 non-quarterback taken off the board. Let's say Malik Nabers blows out his LSU pro day, runs into 4.3s, and lights it up. Is there a chance that Marvin Harrison Jr. and him flop because Marvin Harrison Jr. elected not to work out at his pro day or run?
Yeah, I there's a chance. If that happens, no question. I think Malik Nabers is the smoothest route runner in the draft. Smooth. He has Chris Carter-like hands. I love his body position as well when you talk about just being able to maneuver his body in difficult 50-50 opportunities. Yes, I agree. If he runs 4.3 anything, he might be the wide receiver 1 when it's all said and done.
Those LSU wide receivers run fast, too, historically. So we'll have to see how that goes. That'll be next week. Rick and I will be there. Next up, number 7, the Tennessee Titans. This made my life a lot easier with both wide receivers gone. We have our Will Levis going into a second year as quarterback. No-brainer, Mr. Spielman. I'm taking left tackle Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. Going to pair him with left guard Peter Skoronski, last year's first-round pick. Joe Alt is taller than many trees that you might see outside. He moves well in space. He's a pretty good athlete. He's not the athlete of Olu-Pashinu, who we'll talk about a little later out of Penn State, but he's a guy that you can pencil in right at 1, a better technician at this point. I love that pick. And as so does Will Levis and Brian Callahan, new head coach there. All right, B-Mac, you're repping the hometown of ATL. The Atlanta Falcons are now on the clock, my man.
Yes, sir. Rise up. Atlanta, with the 8th overall selection in this year's first round 2024 draft, the Atlanta Falcons select defensive lineman Jarrett Verse from Florida State. Go.
All right, B-Mac, you got to explain something. You're a Florida State alum, second round pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers back in 2005. Is this a homer pick, or is this the best edge rusher in this class?
This is the best edge rusher in this class. And I'm saying this unbiasedly. And the reason why I love Jarrett Verse, and I understand you talk about the traffic jam of Liatu and Dallas Turner and Jarrett Verse. I think Jarrett Verse separates himself from the other two guys with his ability to be a do-it-all defensive player. We know he can rush the passer. We know he can put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. But his ability to be stout against the run is huge, especially when you're talking about being a difference maker in the National Football League. When you look at the numbers, one thing I love looking at, Rick and Ryan, when you talk about edge rushers, their ability to get TFLs, tackle for losses. In 2 years, Jarrett Verse had 29.5 tackle for losses. In 3 years, Dallas Turner had 32.5. They're pretty much neck and neck. And with Jarrett Verse basically only having 2 years of production at Florida State. So his ability to play on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage, the strength that he demonstrated at the combine, getting under the 225 bench press, repping it 30 plus times. What we saw at the combine, it matched what we saw on tape with Jarrett Verse. And that's why the Atlanta Falcons decided to take him at 8 instead of going with one of the other pass rushers for their team.
BMAC, Rick laughs at 30-plus bench presses. He did that before the show. Rick, I know you like Jared Verse, but let's get to pick number 9 here. Chicago Bears took Caleb Williams first overall. They're back on the clock at number 9. Are you going to go edge rusher, wide receiver, offensive line? What are you going to do for the Chicago Bears?
Well, I think Raheem Morris just stormed out of the draft room because you didn't take Dallas Turner, but that's a whole nother subject. So I'm sitting there, and I can't believe Dallas Turner is sitting in my lap. I could look at a receiver here, but the top three receivers, maybe Adunze is still there that I have to look at, but I have to get an edge rusher opposite of Montez Sweat. I filled a lot of needs through free agency this year. This kid can come from a 2-point, 3-point. I think he has a quicker first step than I saw from Will Anderson last year when he came out of Alabama. He can also drop into coverage, but this guy is going to make his money rushing the passer. Pairing him with Montez Sweat, it's going to make the Chicago Bears even better on defense than what they showed at the end of last year.
Hey, B-Mac, let me ask you this. With Caleb Williams, Dallas Turner, all the moves they made this offseason, number one, tell me how many wins they have. And number two, are they winning that division in the NFC North?
I'll answer the latter question first. They're not winning the division NFC North. I love Detroit. When it comes to potential wins this season, barring good health, I foresee anywhere between eight to nine, I think that's doable.
Rick, can this team get to 10 wins?
I think they may be in the sneak, again, depending on health and depending on the development of Caleb Williams. Yep. But if he hits it right and with everything they were able to do this offseason, I don't think they'll win the division. I think with the way Detroit is right now and Green Bay looks like they're going to be playing with their hair on fire next year. But I don't think Chicago Bears are going to be too far behind those guys. And don't be surprised if they get an upset or two against one of those other two teams.
I love it. I love it. Bears fans are happy as well. Hopefully it works out for them. Finally, next up, another franchise that has been beleaguered for years. Their fan base can certainly attest to as much. Number 10, the Jets are on the clock with the 10th overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft. I have the New York Jets taking Rome Adunze. Come on down. Yes, I know they signed Mike Williams to a one-year deal. Garrett Wilson said at the end of the season, things have got to change. And this is how you change it, man. You get Rome Adunze. Aaron Rodgers is coming back. They have the offensive line solidified with they signed literally everyone available in free agency along the offensive line. B-Mac, tell me about Rome Adunze and how much fun it would be to have to match up against this guy as a cornerback.
He's pro-ready. He is pro-ready. When you talk about his measurables, I was really excited to see Rome run in the 4.4s at Indy. That was the only concern that I had regarding his ability to be a huge, impactful player, but he answered that question for me. Sure-handed guy, smooth route runner as well. His ability to create separation at the top of the route is very, very important because oftentimes that's where receivers win when you're playing against some of the best in the world in the National Football League. You have to find a way to create separation at the top of the route. He does that over and over again in his route running and adding another dynamic weapon to Aaron Rodgers. I know some Jets fans might want to still try to find a way to shore up the offensive line. I heard Rick booing your selection of Rome, but when you talk about best player available, no question is Rome.
Why are you booing, Rick?
That's Fashanu. Fashanu.
You think so? They just signed all those offensive linemen, though. What about that?
They're stopgap one-year guys, and Tyron Smith can't stay healthy for what he is. He's a beast, but he can't stay healthy. I want to make sure I shore up the offensive line. I love Rome Adunze because of his competitive nature. He stayed there and ran a 3-cone at the combine until the janitor came in and turned the lights off because that's how competitive he is. Out of all these top receivers we talked about, the most competitive kid out of any of them.
By the way, bless you, Rick. All right, you're up with the Cardinals there, B-Mac.
Oh, what are you doing at right now 11? With the trade that happened early in the top four picks, the Cardinals are sitting in the catbird seat right now. So at 11, there's a lot that they need. They need to add picks. They were able to do so with the trade with the Minnesota Vikings, but with the 11th overall selection in this year's first round of the 2024 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Quinyon Mitchell, talented corner, lockdown corner from Toledo, had an outstanding collegiate career. But he actually got his stamp of approval, as you guys know, down in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. I mean, he was dominant in one-on-one opportunities. He was dominant in 11-on-11 drills as well. He showcased fluid technique, ball skills, very, very aggressive mentality that kind of jumped him into this spot for the Arizona Cardinals, where they felt like he's a difference maker that that secondary needs.
All right, Rick, you're up at number 12, Denver Broncos. They have a ton of needs.
Well, the 12th overall pick, the Denver Broncos, because right now, B-Mac and Ryan, you know, once a position starts going, there is a run, and here comes the corner run.
Who you taking?
Denver Broncos select Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Alabama. Pat Surtain needs a corner opposite him. It could be a shutdown guy. Their defense was horrible last year. Hell, they gave up 70 points in a game against Miami. They did play better in the back half of the year, but I think this kid comes in. They've had a lot of success with Surtain, who's one of the best shutdown corners in the league right now. They had another one with Terrion Arnold.
Shout out to Rick for doing the – oh, go ahead, B-Mac.
At 12, I mean – I love Terrion Arnold, by the way, Rick. I really do. Complete corner. I love his ability to tackle. He wants to tackle. But what about quarterback? I mean, Jarrett Stidham is the guy as of right now. You know, is Stidham going to be in the future plans? Did you think about maybe selecting the quarterback, Rick, at 12 instead of going cornerback with Terrion Arnold?
Absolutely not, because I don't think a quarterback's that high on my board. Unlike Ryan, when he reached and went all the way up to number 4 to get J.J. McCarthy, I'm going to stay true to my board and Terrion Arnold, whether he's at Nick, whether he's at corner, but this guy has the biggest upside out of any corner coming in this year's draft, by the way he improved through the season.
Yeah, Terrion had a great season. Quinion had a great season in Senior Bowl. So we just saw a run of wide receivers, edge rushers, and cornerbacks, but is there still a team that might trade up with one of the best players still available? Cough, cough, Rick. Rick, find out right after the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to With the First Pick here on CBS Sports Network. We're doing a live mock draft. We are 12 picks in. Next up, the Las Vegas Raiders. B-Mac, I got a prop. Uh-oh, getting a call. Somebody wants to come up. Raiders have a ton of needs. Quarterback, maybe even cornerback. But Jerry Jones is on the phone. Rick, I got to take it. They're moving up. The Cowboys are coming up from 24 to 13. And you coughed this name in the last segment, Rick. It's coming true. Left tackle, Olafoshinu, Penn State. The Cowboys, with the 13th overall pick, is taking the Penn State left tackle to be their immediate starter, replacing Tyron Smith, who they let go in free agency. Rick, what do you think of Olafoshinu, who we talked to at the combine, coming to Dallas?
Yeah, I'm patting myself on the back. Great pick. Now, I don't know what it costs to move up. I am patting myself on the back that I got the second best left tackle and one of the biggest needs on my offensive line and maybe on my football team.
So, B-Mac, the Cowboys didn't deal a whole bunch of free agency, but this feels like it fills a big need for a team that doesn't have a ton of holes, and I would imagine they're still the favorites in that division.
You know what? I'm not quite ready to say that based on what we've seen so far throughout free agency. I really think the Cowboys kind of lost that spot because, yes, you know, this is a huge pickup for them, you know, when you talk about trading up to go get their left tackle, you know, of the future. But outside of that, they've lost more than what they brought in to improve their team. The other teams in their division, you know, specifically speaking, the Eagles really got better. So I'm not quite ready to say it's the Cowboys' division right now. I think based on what we've seen with the transactions so far, they haven't done anything to really say they're the best team in the division. right now in the NFC East.
All right, at pick 14, another team with a ton of needs. They're in the NFC South. You are the New Orleans Saints. What are you doing there, B-Mac?
With a 14th overall selection in the first round, the New Orleans Saints select Talese Fuanga, another outstanding athletic offensive lineman from Oregon State. This is a big time plus an opportunity for the Saints to get better because you talk about having a bookend tackle and Ryan Ramczyk on the right side. You know, Trevor Penning has really been struggling as of late. And not only do you provide more talent to the offensive tackle spot, but you also provide an element of competition. I really believe Fuanga has the mentality to come in and instantly improve that room and allow the best man will win when it comes to playing opposite of Ramczyk on the offensive line for the Saints.
Yeah, they still have questions at left tackle. Trevor Penning, we'll see how that works out. Rick, you are up at 15. You are going to be Chris Ballard for this exercise. You're the Indianapolis Colts. What are the Colts doing here?
Yeah, with a 15th overall pick, Chris Ballard in the Indianapolis Colts need help in the secondary. I am going to go with Cooper DeJean, a cornerback from Iowa. Looking at Gus Bradley's defense last year, they need help on the back end. I think with the run on corners, and this is going to continue the run through the first round, I got an opportunity to get a guy that's a very good football player that can be physical and run support. They can play nick. He can play outside. I think he could play safety if you had him. But he's just too good of a football player to pass up. Also, I think he's going to be a legit punt returner. And if anyone watched the University of Minnesota game last year, if he learns how to fair catch, he's going to be a legit dude. So I'm going to say this is a great pick for Chris Ballard. And it's a Chris Ballard pick because what he does, he just picks good football players. This is a very good football player.
B-Mac, why are you making that face?
Because Hawkeye fans, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to be reminded of what happened when they played against the Gophers. Rick, what are you doing? This is supposed to be a celebratory type situation for anybody associated with the Hawkeye program. And here you go, want to talk about the fair catch. That wasn't a fair catch. That took back a huge winning opportunity for the Hawkeyes. And that's what you want to do, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Just for the record, he did say on stage that it was a legit fair catch signal.
Yeah, Rick had to, of course, Rick asked me about it to his face because that's how Rick rolls. All right, let's take a look at the rest of these picks here, and we'll hit some of the highlights that we made. DeJean off the board. Next up, I took Jackson Powers Johnson to the Seattle Seahawks. They drafted two tackles in a previous draft that are starters. They get another starter in JPJ on the interior. B-Mac goes back to the cornerback well for the Jaguars and takes Nate Wiggins. Ran out of his mind at the combine, had a great season as a shutdown corner, improved his tackling ability. Next up, the Bengals get J.C. Latham. You had the opportunity to take a Brock Bowers here. He's still on the board, but instead, Rick went with the big guys up front. You got to protect Joe Burrow. Then at 19, this is the easiest pick of the entire draft. Aaron Donald retired, the very first pick in the Sean McVay era for the Rams in the first round, which sounds funny to say. Byron Murphy II, twitched up defensive tackle out of Texas. And then B-Mac's Pittsburgh Steelers get Amarius Mims, right tackle, play opposite of his teammate Broderick Jones, last year's first-round pick. At 21, Dolphins get some offensive line help as well. Troy Fatanu out of Washington, he can play tackle, he can play guard. He does wear shorts, which makes Rick very angry, B-Mac. So just wear your knee pads and make Rick happy when you take the field. And finally, at 22, B-Mac talked about this Eagles team being much better through what they've done in the offseason. They get even better in the secondary. Ennis Rakestraw, undersized cornerback, but he plays like Devin Witherspoon, and that's certainly something you want in that defense. All right, after the break, we'll find out finally if the Raiders are going to take a quarterback. And oh, by the way, I mentioned Brock Bowers. He's still out there. Find out where he lands right after this.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to With the First Pick on CBS Sports Network. We're doing our live mock draft show, NFL draft version. We are 22 picks in, down the home stretch here, guys. No wide receivers in that last block. And the Cardinals have three first-round picks by trading down, B-Mac. You are up as the Cardinals GM. What are you doing at 23?
man, our fan base, I hope they're excited because this is another opportunity to improve the team, you know, instantly. So with the 23rd overall selection in this year's first round, the Arizona Cardinals select wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. Oh, man, a difference maker. This is a kid that we really fell in love with watching this tape throughout a year ago. And the thing about Brian that we love, the ceiling for him is so high. He just started playing football in the 10th grade. So you look at the jump from 10th grade to where he currently is now and just grasping the game easily and just becoming a dominant presence on the offensive side. We really believe his future is super bright, and he instantly improves our offense with our quarterback, Kyler Murray.
Game changer, especially in the end zone. 24, yeah. The Raiders traded down, and they're hoping that their quarterback is still here. Mr. Spielman, you are picking for the Las Vegas Raiders, excuse me. What are you doing?
Very interesting, my fine feathered friends over there on the other side of the screen. The Las Vegas Raiders can't believe this guy is here. With the 24th overall pick, I get my quarterback of the future, Michael Penix Jr. Come on down.
You have to be able to compete in that division, and you have to have a quarterback who can push the ball down the field. Tell me about Michael Penix Jr.
He is the best deep ball thrower in this year's draft class. Very experienced 6-year player. I signed Gardner Minshew as a stopgap bridge, whatever you want to call him. Aiden O'Connell to me is a backup only. They can't push the ball down the field. I have Devontae Adams, and now I got a quarterback that can actually get the ball 30-plus yards down the field to him. This was a no-brainer to me. He doesn't have to immediately start, but I can start training him to be the Las Vegas Raiders' future franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Hey, B-Mac, let me ask you quickly. If you're the Raiders and you had both J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix Jr. on the board, who are you going to take?
I'm taking Michael Penix Jr. as Rick mentioned, best deep ball thrower in the draft. And the thing I like about Penix, every stop he's been, he's won. Now, if you play quarterback at Indiana and you found ways to be relevant and win ball games and be competitive against teams that were way more talented than your team was, you were a baller. And then when he goes to Washington, remember before Penix got to Washington, Washington was a bottom dweller. They weren't consistent. They weren't relevant. The last 2 years there with Penix, that program just went up to a whole new level based on his production, his leadership. So, yes, it's not close for me. I don't know how it is for you guys, but it's not close for me. Michael Penix, I would take Michael Penix over J.J. McCarthy if I had either or to choose from.
He's a first-round talent in my mind. I think Rick agrees, even though a little lower for him. But, hey, the Raiders get him. They should be ecstatic about it. Next up, the Green Bay Packers. They don't need a quarterback. At 25, I have the Green Bay Packers taking Oklahoma offensive tackle Tyler Guyton. They let David Bakhtiari go. Is Rasheed Wallace a long-term answer at left tackle? Rasheed Walker, excuse me. Tyler Guyton plays on the right side. We'll see, but they're adding athletes to the front. They have to protect Jordan Love, so that's what they do there. Next up at 26, the NFC South defending champs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing there, B-Mac?
Tampa Bay, with the 26th overall selection this year's first round, the Buccaneers select edge rusher Chop Robinson from Penn State. Super, super athletic. You know, when you talk about just the athleticism he has, the speed, the ability to bend the corner. This is a huge need for the Buccaneers, you know, losing Shaq Barrett via free agency. You needed to find a way to get pressure opposite, you know, of where Shaq was on the defensive line. So this is an area where we really want to continue to improve in the trenches, putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. We believe Chop Robinson, can be that guy for us.
Another team that needs edge rush help, the Arizona Cardinals. And Rick, you are now we fired B-Mac, and now you are the general manager for the Arizona Cardinals. But B-Mac sets you up pretty good. He got you Quinyon Mitchell and Brian Thomas Jr. were the first two picks. What are you doing to pick 27 for Arizona?
Well, with the 27th pick for the Arizona Cardinals, I'm going to finally get my pass rusher that's still on the board. The only reason he's on the board is because of some medical concerns. We have no concerns in Arizona, so I'm going to take Leatu Latu, the edge rusher out of UCLA. I can't believe he's still sitting here. So you're telling me in this draft, I got a shutdown corner. I've got a big-time, legit, deep-threat receiver. Now I got maybe one of the best edge pass rushers in this year's draft. If I'm Monty Austin Fort, I am running right into Coach Mr. Bidwell's office saying, I want to raise an extension. Look at the three players I just got you in the first round.
Hey, Rick, better yet, you talk about, you know, Monty saying he wants a raise. I think me and you should get the raise because we actually made the selections.
All right, that's fair enough. Fair enough. All right, I'll give you guys a selection. The other thing to think about is this. You could have Marvin Harrison Jr. and Leiatu Latu if you don't trade down if you're the Arizona Cardinals, or get a starting cornerback. And that's the math that teams are going to have to do on draft day. And I don't think many people would take just the two players instead of the three players here. Does that sound right, Rick?
Oh, my God. This is a no-brainer. If I can get a corner and a rusher and a big-time play receiver downfield, where do I sign up for that? I may not be all doing right. This. I may be still sitting in the front office seat if I came out with these three in the first round.
Yeah, let it be a cautionary tale to other GMs. Do your job right. You could be on a podcast with me and BMAC. All right, let's see the full screen and get through some of these other picks here before we take a break. So Latu off the board. Next up at 28, Buffalo Bills. Do they need wide receiver help? They did sign Curtis Samuel. Yeah, they're taking A.D. Mitchell. Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Brian Thomas Jr. in terms of his big body down the field playmaking ability. He can run the short and intermediate routes as well. Next up, the Detroit Lions, get Kool-Aid McKinstry. He ran a 4.47 at his pro day today, has a foot injury. I don't know how fast he's going to be when his foot's healthy. At 30, Baltimore Ravens take offensive tackle Jordan Morgan. This is an opportunity for some of these teams to trade down. To 31, Darius Robinson, the edge rusher who can also play inside, goes to San Francisco. And there it is, 32, Brock Bowers goes to Kansas City Chiefs. And BMAC, I'll ask you quickly, what does this look like for a Chiefs team that's already loaded up front?
My goodness, you talk about finding a way to add more pass catchers. If Brock is sitting there at 32, this was the easiest pick for me. You know, you have some medical concerns, but we know when he's healthy, he's a difference maker. He gets the opportunity to learn from Travis Kelce. Whenever Travis Kelce decides to call it quits and get ready for his invitation to Canton in the Hall of Fame, you have his heir apparent right there waiting in the wings, right there in the building. So this was super easy for me. And just imagine the offense that has Travis Kelce, Brock Bowers, Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, I mean, Isaiah Pacheco, along with everything they have on the offensive line front. Good luck in trying to slow them down.
All right. The selections have been made, but we're not done yet. Going to tell you about some of our favorite and least favorite picks right after this.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to With the First Pick on CBS Sports Network. Our live NFL mock draft, all 32 picks in the first round. They're in the books, but we're going to talk about some of our favorite and least favorite picks. We just talked about it in the last segment. One of my favorite picks, Brock Bowers, number 32 to the Chiefs. BMAC made that selection. But let me ask you one of your favorite picks. J.C. Latham, right tackle, Alabama, goes number 18 to Cincinnati.
Yeah, by Rick. Great move by Rick when you look at offensive line protection for Joe Burrow. It's been a big time emphasis for that organization. You know, you got Orlando Brown Jr. a year ago via free agency. You just signed Trent Brown as well to be on the right side. But J.C. Latham, a massive individual that can command the right side just in case something happens to Trent Brown. And as of late, if you've been following Trent Brown, the inability to stay healthy has been the consistent theme with him as an NFL player as of late, going back to his time with the Raiders and then most recently with the Patriots. That's why he had to sign a one-year deal with the Cincinnati Bengals, because he hasn't been able to stay healthy. So you provide depth just in case something happens to Trent Brown. And also you have your right tackle for the future in drafting a guy like J.C. Latham at 18 for the Bengals.
So, Rick, your favorite pick was the Cowboys traded up to get Olafashanu, one of our favorite offensive tackles in this class. But I want to get to your least favorite pick, because I know you want to spread your wings. You're a little antsy to talk about this earlier in the show, so I want to give you an opportunity. The Vikings traded up from 11 and 23 to 4, and they gave up another 2025 first-round pick. They have to have a quarterback. They got J.J. McCarthy, the fourth quarterback off the board. You despise this pick. Why?
I do not despise the player. I just don't.
No, the pick, the selection.
The pick. I just think when you spent one first round pick on Caleb Williams, one first round pick on Drake May, one first round pick on Jaden Daniels, and three first round picks. Well, technically you're flopping one, but two more first round picks on JJ McCarthy. You remember when San Francisco moved up and then that and got Trey Lance and that didn't work out? Now, I think JJ McCarthy is going to be a starting quarterback. I know Minnesota Vikings have a private workout set up with him. I would feel a lot better still having those picks. And if he fell to me at 11, taking him there, then potentially giving up all that draft capital to go up to number four and get him.
And just to be clear, we talked to him at the combine. He is a great young man, incredibly charismatic, great leader.
Good.
Answered all the questions.
Yeah, I'm just saying that much draft capital for him is where I had the issue.
What do you think, B-Mac?
I agree with Rick. I feel like JJ potentially could have been there if Minnesota just stayed put at 11. And, you know, we saw Michael Penix Jr. get selected by the Raiders. I think that was at 18 or 20 or 24, whatever the case might be.
Yeah,
24. So for Minnesota, I agree with Rick. When you talk about moving that far up to go get JJ, if you stay put, you know, you potentially could get him at 11. Or if he's not there at 11, you know, I don't think there's, you know, I don't think JJ is a better prospect than Michael. You know what I mean? But it depends on individually speaking who feels what about each guy. But I agree with Rick, you know, moving up from 11 to 4 to go get JJ, I think he probably would have been there at 11.
Yeah, and that perhaps is unfair for JJ to put that pressure on him. But when, again, and Rick, you know this better than anyone, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not winning a ton of games. They didn't want to keep Kirk Cousins, or they couldn't afford to keep Kirk Cousins. So Kirk made his way to Atlanta. Atlanta's suddenly the favorite in that division, even though the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the defending champs. By the way, my least favorite was Cooper DeJean at number 15 to the Colts. That means he'll probably be a Hall of Famer because Rick made that pick. And B-Mac's least favorite, Jackson Powers Johnson to the Seattle Seahawks. So here's the thing, guys. That will do it for us here at With the First Pick on CBS Sports Network. Thanks to Rick. Thanks to B-Mac for hanging out. We'll see you guys later.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.